MGTOW man, welcome back. So, I don't have a divorce story to share. I don't have an alimony story to share. I probably was on the road to both, though, at some point, and I know that a lot of guys have been, regardless of how their relationships ended in the past. And for that, I'm thankful to get off those trail, that trail, those railroad tracks in life. But I'm also thankful for having tasted all of that, because by tasting it, I'm able to make this content. I was able to get past my place of being naive about dating, marriage, and relationships today. And I got a comment I want to reflect on really quick. This was my last relationship to a T. This is a guy's comment in response to a video I made. Literally felt like Sunrise was telling my whole 2017, minus the pregnant part. But she was a good one. Never did experience a woman like my ex. Gaslighting? Check. Feeling I was going insane, as she would blame me for stuff I didn't do. The list goes on and on. She was the reason I went MGTOW, which isn't always the case for guys that go MGTOW, which I add in there. It's not always an external motivator that does it. She was the final nail in the coffin for me to take the red pill. However, I do my best to see a silver lining in everything. If it wasn't for her, I would have never discovered the red pill or come across the MGTOW community. So the things I thought beforehand, one of the biggest things that I thought before getting into the hurricane of relationships today is that as a man, I can just control these relationships much like I control everything else or try to in my life. I'm a very type A personality when it comes to certain things that I care about. I think that more effort, more concerted effort, more attention to detail, that solves the problem, but doesn't always do that. And the more that I'm able to mitigate circumstances around me and circumvent the problems that could arise. I thought that if I, just got a good job, I maintained that, you had a cordial connection in the relationship, then I would keep the relationship in good standards and it would be in good standing. It would continue. There wouldn't be problems. Because, like, as I was raised, if respect is reciprocal, then all would be good. It's not necessarily true. And this is not understood before a lot of men come to MGTOW. So hypergamy doesn't care about circumstances. You think the bad boy, the Nawalt, the Brifault's Law principles, those are all things of kind of tongue-in-cheek humor that you're exposed to. It's not truth, but rather humor. And MGTOW revealed to me that the truths that I thought I was being exposed to, but wasn't sure if they were just glimmers or bright shining orbs of truth, they were actually truth. Now that other people were corroborating them. Corroborating these truths and their stories. So they were not just glimmers, they were truths. And that's what MGTOW is. Everything valuable comes with a price. You get something good, you've paid something for it. And the more valuable it is, the more likely you paid something for it. So occasionally you get gifts, but if you get a gift, you know that you're going to have a costly payment that you have to make in the future. And the only way to work ahead of that payment and gift circle is by hard work. Typically, or being exposed to things that you don't want to be exposed to in order to build new muscle fiber. So, MGTOW is muscle in that sense. It's built by life experience. It's built stronger as you get older and see the world unravel more, and the truth behind the veil cannot be hidden any longer. And it takes a lot for that truth to be hidden. And the thing that really gets in the way of the truth coming out is a lack of exposure to threats of how you see the world and think. So, regardless of the demons that a lot of guys have faced in their past, they would never trade them. Some would still, but I know a lot of guys, myself included, that I actually want to trade these demons, these things that I've faced, these experiences. So, back to the original comment. Not all men have been burned. They just don't want to touch the fire, like I've said. Also, a lot of those that go MGTOW are going MGTOW because they love something and they want that thing that they love more than anything, and going MGTOW ensures that for them. So when you're asked, why do you live this lifestyle? You say, it gives me a greater opportunity to do X, do Y. Okay, and that's not really understood by a lot of people, because the end all and be all is that fulfillment and other person's validation and relationship, regardless of the sacrifice and pain and the loss that comes from those often stupid relationships. So it's not all the same. Not all have received demons. Some have literally exorcised them, as I heard through an email recently. So this guy says, thanks for your creation of content. It's sublime. You are espousing everything that my subconscious mind has been thinking since I reached puberty, and I'm 34 now. I recently discovered MGTOW this past January, and after the worst relationship of my life. We dated for about 10 months, and I desperately wanted to break it off after about 5, but we started therapy, which ended up dragging the misery on for another 5 months. I have never had PTSD more before, and honestly wasn't sure if I was going to make it through. My adrenals were maxed out. I had agoraphobia, constant flashbacks, insomnia. All total, I basically didn't sleep for more than 3 hours a night for the better part of a year. I had no idea at the time, but she turned out to be a demon-possessed covert narcissist with BPD. This isn't the first crazy I dated, but hands down the absolute most tragic. I was emotionally wrecked for a total of a year. I'd say I had PTSD for a solid 5 months after breaking up. For me, it was the tension headaches. I would maybe get 3 hours of sleep a night after being attacked by demons in my dreams. Oh yeah, and after 4 months of dating, she told me she was a witch. She was burned at the stake in her last life. It's a bit of a red flag. So this email goes on a lot longer than what I'm showing right here. And I might get to that in a later video. But I bring up this beginning one because in it, you see another example of something that is not desired in life. A PTSD-producing relationship, which is very common. I've talked about fatigue from relationships. Oftentimes, controlling people want to break you down by taking you out of your habits and your routines. So they take sleep away from you. They take the opportunity for you to eat at a certain time that you need to. They take the opportunity for you to exercise. They take the opportunity for you to pray, to meditate, to read. They do this and your adrenals get maxed out. You get out of your element. Then they have control over you. You change emotions. Oftentimes this has negative health consequences too. Bottom line, none of this is desired. But it ends up producing a perspective often that you want to trade because you had a period of life where you didn't have anything that you wanted. While I shouldn't have been in these relationships that I was in, I wouldn't trade the realizations of these things that have generated itself from the relationship. So the red pill can't be undervalued. Usually we do have to pay a decently steep price to get our dosage of it. So you see, depending on the price you pay in life, a trauma, a success, a loss of a job, a loss of a dream, the loss created a relationship, you end up getting a payout of something. And some of these prices are created from the outside. Some are out of our control, but some are created from within. And they're things that we have decided and created ourselves. So either way, the price you pay determines the dosage. And I thankfully wouldn't trade for anything what I learned in bringing me to MGTOW. For those wanting the blue pill, what we may have had to pay is the worst case scenario. For me, it's a ticket to freedom. So sunrisehoodie@gmail.com, sunrisehoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.